Rural Focus.
Finally, there's been some good news to do with WA's regional rail crossing. Rail safety advocate Lara Jensen has joined me this morning. Probably got a smile from ear to ear, and hey, why not too, because she has done a lot of hard work over the past 20 years. Lara, good morning there to you.
Good morning, Troy. How are you going?
Not too bad. Some good news here.
Yeah, no, it is fantastic to see that the state government is finally acknowledging the issue of passive level crossing safety and taking a bit more seriously. You know, as you know, the regions have missed out for a very long time, and these improvements that they've flagged, they're not before time. The regions always miss out, particularly obviously with Labor government's in power. So our families, we welcome these safety improvements and we have fought tooth and nail for them, obviously.
Yep.
And we've been campaigning for a while to make it happen. So yeah, so it's good to see some acknowledgement of it. And particularly in our case with the situation, I'm glad to see the phasing out of the giveaway sign at the road rail interface, Troy.
So for those who don't know, you should know by now, it's been on, I know it was on Prime News last night. And it's also Kelly Doop did a wonderful story in The Countryman, but the state government will replace giveaway signs with stop signs or flashing lights. Is that right?
That's right. So there's 74 giveaway controlled crossings.
Yep.
They'll be upgraded to stop sign controls at an estimated cost of $370,000. Obviously, I'd like to know a bit more about what's involved with this, but we haven't seen a scope of work. So we'd like to see the upgrade and renewal of approach signs as well, not just the sign right on the crossing, and the installation of new poles and upgrading of road markings. Basically, under that banner, we want to see main roads upgrade signage at these crossings to modern standards. And for a cost of $370,000, hopefully they'll be able to do that pretty successfully. There's also 7 giveaway control crossings, which will be upgraded to active flashing light controls, which is good, and that's at a cost of $6.16 million. And there's also 6 control crossings will be upgraded to active flashing light controls, Troy, and that's at a cost of $5.28 million. So all but one of these crossings is in regional areas, and for us, that's the most important part, because they have been neglected for decades, these wheat belt crossings particularly. So it's good to see some investment finally going there, you know.
I did hear the minister say that the upgrades will be undertaken as quickly as possible, so I'm guessing it won't take another 20 years to get these out then.
Yeah, well, that would be nice. That'd be ideal, wouldn't it? And I think too, particularly, you know, before the high agricultural traffic times like harvest, you know, if they can get a wriggle on and make it happen, you know, who knows what this harvest is going to hold this year. We'd really like to see them get some runs on the board before harvest again this year.
It's not over though.
This is probably
one thing ticked off, but you've probably got a few more.
Yeah, that's right. Well, obviously, you know, the other part of this campaign has been train lighting or lack thereof. And Troy, you know, as you know, we've had 2 major train lighting reviews in less than 2 years that we fought tooth and nail at the highest level of government to get. And we certainly don't need any more trials or reports to fitting, you know, more lighting to hazardous high-risk vehicles makes them more visible. I mean, you know, you look at the latest report, the MERT report, you know, the overarching finding there was that additional beacon lighting on trains, specifically additional beacon lighting, does improve their visibility, and especially when a level crossing is obtuse and the road user is in close range to the crossing. So these rail operators need to step up to the plate and do their bit. The fact is, if their locomotives and rolling stock are more visible, it automatically makes these passive level crossings safer. That is the other side of the coin, and we're not going anywhere until they do something. Obviously, CBH has made a start and Horizon with the work they're doing, but again, until they become permanent safety improvements, Troy, we're keeping a very close eye on the ball.
What about with the non-operational lines here, Lara? What have you heard on those? Will anything be done with those, or they're not worried about those at the moment?
No, we certainly want to push for that as well and make the signage clear on those crossings, whether they're in use or not. And I've got a friend who's a truck driver who's recently been in South Australia, and I know that those crossings are clearly marked. It's not hard. So we'll also be pushing for that, because any kind of confusion at these crossings, you know, as we know, can lead to fatalities. And you don't want any confusion at those crossings. You know, they're a road rail interface. People need to know what they're going to roughly expect, you know?
Absolutely. So, yes, let's hope that these works do start ASAP from the WA Transport Minister. Yep, every single level crossing in WA to have a stop sign, flashing lights or boom gates through, just under $12 million overhaul?
Yes, correct. And also, Troy, just to update your listeners as well, we've had some fantastic support coming from the transport industry across Australia at the moment. They're really getting behind. Obviously, they have to work to very strict mandated guidelines when it comes to lighting, you know, for the road transport industry. So why should rail be any different? So we're really grateful for all the supporting organisations, including our farming lobby groups and WA Nationals. And yeah, it's been amazing, you know, really, really incredible to be part of, to be honest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Fantastic news. Safety review sees a major change here, and well done also to the state government for finally listening to you.
That's all right. Well, yeah, I'm a bit of a squeaky wheel, so
no, you've done a great job.
Thank you very much. And yeah, we are grateful to have been heard finally, because there's obviously nothing in it for us. We've lost our loved ones, but we want to make it better and safer for everyone else, and that's the legacy that obviously my brother Christian and Jeff Gordon, Hillary Smith and their families also want.
Well done on the wonderful news, and keep going. Improved train lighting and passive level crossing safety. Spokesperson Lara Jensen. Lara, thanks for your time on Rural Focus this morning.
Oh, thanks so much, Troy. As always, yep, keep up the great work. Thank you.